episode 311 from the Loaded Couch. Tonight we discuss Florida, Russia, Texas, or New Jersey. Cross everything with Halo Infinite. PS5 sells more than PS4. Random updates and creepy clowns. Diary and questions. And beer.
Slip, sir. Which plant seed should this bullet poop?
Ferns.
Ferns.
Him.
The manhood flying out of my mouth.
Reach in at your own risk. This is the Loaded Couch.
And we're back with episode 311 of the Loaded Couch, and I'm the man who enjoys Disney World without my son, and will do it again in the future. Scotch Hound.
Proof. There's proof out there. Look at the photos.
Hey, it is fun.
Egg like coup. Oh, of course it is. I know, but it's just like you're a family man now.
Always have been. Well, at least for
not anymore.
It seems like it for the last 12 years.
No, doesn't seem like it. It looks like you do fun things without them.
That's right. Only now.
Yeah, when you go camping, you tell him to set up the tent.
Yeah, no. Although now he's going to have to because he's big boy in the scouts. So, yeah. All right, and I'm joined by
Pigeon Pegleg.
And no Dan.
Yeah. And so it's episode 311. What's the song from that group?
Amber is the color of your energy. Whoa.
Yeah.
Amber is the color of your energy. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
What did you think it was?
I have no idea.
Come on.
I just mumbled.
Okay. Just made it up as you went.
Yeah, of course.
Jackass. All right. Pre-game diary of the mouth or what's happening in Florida is now our very own quiz show. Is it Florida, Russia, Texas, or New Jersey?
And I got to do it because I did the notes again.
Oh, and it's just you and me, so it's going to be just me, I guess. All right, mm-hmm. A drunk woman was arrested for allegedly offering lap dances to strangers and asking police officers if they wanted to bang on the sidewalk. According to a police report, the woman was stumbling on the sidewalk and attempting to give random citizens lap dances outside of a bar. Officers called a fire rescue team when they discovered she was highly intoxicated. What the hell? There's no fire? Look out! There's a fire in her pants. But she was
all right.
Evaluated because she said she is said to have threatened to punch paramedics if they touched her. Okay. The officers said in the report that they offered to walk her to her nearby apartment or call someone to pick her up. However, she continued to yell profanities at the police officers and bystanders. At one point, she allegedly asked officers if they wanted to bang on the sidewalk. Despite asking them if they wanted to bang, the woman is also said to have asked the officers if they were going to shoot her. So, Florida, Russia, Texas, or New Jersey, and since it's just me and no Flans, I'm going to say this is Florida.
Okay.
Or Texas. I'm going to stick with Florida on that one.
All right.
Okay.
Moving on.
Number two, everyone wants to feel free. And one day, a man decided he wanted to do something a bit more daring and liberating and started off on his unicycle without any clothes. He didn't get very far, though. The police charged him with misdemeanor indecent exposure.
Now, remember, it could be repeat. It could be all Florida.
Right, right.
All New Jersey.
I'm going to say that's Russia.
Okay.
Because over in the U.S., you get a little bit more highly charged than just misdemeanor indecent exposure.
Okay.
In the early 2014, a 53-year-old man was charged with the murder of another man, 67, said to have been a friend. They were drinking together in the friend's place when he said only prose was real literature. According to, quote, the host insisted that real literature is prose, while his guest, a former teacher, argued for poetry. The literary dispute soon grew into a banal?
Banal? I'm going to look up what that
conflict,
means.
Based on which the 53-year-old admirer of poetry killed his opponent with the help of a knife, end quote.
So banal is lacking in originality as to be obvious and boring.
An obvious and boring conflict. Okay. The killer fled the scene and was later found hiding at an acquaintance house. He confessed to the murder and faced a sentence of up to 15 years in prison.
Oh, he's halfway done.
It's Florida, Russia, Texas, or New Jersey. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say New Jersey. The dirty jurors. Okay. All right. So I have, we have drunk woman offering sex, lap dances, and punches to the throat to paramedics.
And banging everywhere.
And banging all around. Everyone feeling free with the bare naked unicycle ride in Russia. And a 2014 man-on-man poetry battle to the death in New Jersey.
All right, so banging chick. That is Florida. You are correct. And then the unicyclist nudist. That is Texas.
Oh, of course it is. At least it's warm enough down there that you don't have to just like argue like, oh, I was just in the pool.
That sounds like Russia. It sure does. And then the old man literature murdering.
Mm-hmm.
That is Russia.
Oh, dang. All right. So I got one right. Shit.
Yeah. Jeez, terrible. We should do it next time so I can play.
Okay. All right. I'll look things up. All right. Beer Mash, what are you drinking?
I am drinking the Game of Thrones Mother of Dragons from Brewery Omegang.
Oh, my God.
It's a smoked porter and Belgian creek. Crikey.
It does
Cooperstown, look like crikey. Yeah, Cooperstown, New York. Reddish black and 6.6 alcohol. Ugh.
Okay. It's under your typical.
Yeah, but it's a new beer.
So. Okay. And I'm drinking the Hypnotizing, which I haven't been able to find for a long time. It's out of a can from River Horse. It's an IPA from Ewing, New Jersey. Green, yellow, and pink can, 7.5% alcohol.
You like this one, I think, right?
I do, yeah. Dry hopped with Mosaic hops. Yeah, I like this one a lot better than I like the regular River Horse IPA. That one I don't like a lot at all. And this one, for some reason, that one's 5.7%, and I think it tastes like a, you know, dirty exercise sock. And this one's really good, 7.5% alcohol, and it's weird.
Biggie, 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 can't you see?
Right.
Sometimes your words are hypnotizing me.
Nice. All right, in Beer Mash news, Fat Tire is launching, quote, Torched Earth Ale, end quote, a beer made entirely with ingredients available in a climate-ravaged future.
So I guess they went to the future and figured it out.
Okay. It's not good. The brew calls for everything from smoke-tainted water and dandelion weeds to drought-resistant millet and buckwheat grains.
What's he think, like, we're going to live in 400-degree weather or something?
You're already doing that in Texas, aren't you?
Yeah, but how do you smoke taint water?
Well, you first have to run the water across your taint, and then I don't know if you like put it into a bong and let people smoke through it. I don't know.
Right. Okay. And do you smoke taints?
No. That maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's just they soak smoked taints.
They take cadaver taints and they smoke them.
That's right. And then they just let it sit in this water for a while.
Yeah.
The condensation that comes off. Okay. When it's drying out. I got you. They collect that water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's about it.
Okay. quote, Torched Earth is definitely not like any beer I've ever tasted, end quote, describes Cody Reif, the pilot and innovation brewer at New Belgium Brewing. Quote, this beer is smoky and less sweet and definitely has a little chew since it's made from different grains. Chew, huh? End quote.
It's great.
It's muddy, starchy, and smoky. Even the brand admits it's awful. Quote, if this is the future of beer, I would drink far less of it. End quote.
Oh my gosh, dude. That's great. I mean, I bet you it makes a hell of a stew, though.
You know what? That's possible. I mean, being smoky and they could probably use it to, flavor up smoke things paints, you're cooking with. Yeah, exactly.
Make a good beer mustard. Yeah.
Right.
I kind of want to try it, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know how they have, like, cooking wines and stuff? I wonder if that'll be, like, a future thing. You might be onto something, bitch, where you can do, like, cooking beers.
Hmm. I'm going to write it down.
There you go.
I'm going to put it in next to my nuke list.
Yeah. I was going to say, you got to mail it to yourself as like the poor man's patent. And then when they come out with it, you can be like, my idea.
Yep, exactly. Can they see when you input, you know, your reminders, how you have it?
Mm-hmm.
Can it see like when it was posted?
Maybe.
Let's see. Cooking beers. Okay. Done.
You might have to give a little more definition than that, though, to make a legitimate claim.
Cooking beers for stews.
For stews only. You're going to have all the big companies be like, well, ours is for steaks and soups. Oh, shit.
We'll trademark the beers for cooking blanks. Every word available.
What, right. Holy hell. Yep. Okay. All right, Comfy Couch Review. We had to watch Bad Trip, Cooties, or Coming to America 2. So, Pigeon had actually called me earlier today to remind me, hey, there's a movie you got to watch. And I was like, I did watch it. I just couldn't remember which one it was. I knew it was a while ago. But for some reason, the name Cooties did not stick in my mind whatsoever that that's what it was called. I don't know why. I couldn't remember the name of it, but I did remember the movie once I looked up what the hell I watched. But go ahead, Pidge, because you watched everything, so give us a little breakdown of all of them.
All right, so Cooties, I said yay.
Okay.
I thought it was pretty hilarious, the science teacher telling everyone to shut up and be quiet.
Even though they're already quiet, right?
Yeah. She's like, what the fuck? We're already quiet. Like, go,
well, it was
talk.
Especially the one woman, I think, correct? That he kept telling?
Yeah, the girl from SNL. I forget her name.
Oh, I didn't know that's where she was. She had like some kind of rape thing or something, like Mace or something,
I think,
didn't she?
Was she like the sex ed teacher or something? I don't know.
That's possible.
I forget what she was. And then there was the Dwight Schrute. He was funny. The do real.
It is kind of hard to say.
Do real wagon.
Wagon. Do real.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good. And he kept on telling, I'm writing a book, actually.
Right.
He's like, you're writing a book about a guy fucking his boat? You're just, that's so stupid. Or he's like, isn't that already written? But it's called Christine.
Right.
He's like, what? Oh, shit.
Yeah. It's like, no.
So, yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
It's a boat. Not 6 minute abs.
Yeah. So, and I also watched Coming to America. I said, yeah, it's not as funny as the original, but it's pretty damn close.
Oh, really?
I thought the plot was going to be like kind of cheesy because it's like, how do you make a sequel to this? And I thought they were going to bring up everything they did in the first one.
Okay.
They didn't, but they tied some old things in. But I'm glad they did a little from the past.
Was there Soul Glow?
I don't think so.
Shit.
I'm not 100% sure. But they had the McDowell's guy on there. And
nice.
Whatever the McFlurry, they have a McFlubby.
Oh, Jesus.
And their toppings are on the bottom and not the top. So
they're not called toppings then.
Yeah, but they said, that's the difference. Our toppings are on the bottom.
Idiots.
It's completely different. Yeah. But there's a new character that Arsenio Hall plays. He's like a witch doctor. He's pretty funny, man. Mm. He's really funny.
Okay. So it's a recommend.
Yeah, I would recommend it.
Okay.
Like I said, it's not as good as the first one.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought they kind of PG'd it a little bit. Like there wasn't as much swearing and.
Not sure. I don't.
It was a little more kid friendly than the first one was.
I don't. Let me see what it's rated.
Fuck you too.
Yeah, it's PG-13. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so they kind of went down a little bit. It's still good.
Gotcha.
And then the Bad Trip. I said, yay. It had some funny moments. I said my favorite part was when he was trying to impress this girl in the smoothie shop that he saw from high school. Okay. And he always had a crush on her.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, remember? It's me, Crazy Craig. And she's like, I don't remember that. And he's like, and he looks around and he's like, you know, retard Craig. She's like, oh, yeah, I remember you now.
Shut up.
Yeah. And then so it's so funny. And then Tiffany Haddish is in it.
Okay.
Anybody could have played her part. Any actress that's not on my nucleus.
Okay.
She's not funny. Although the hair on her chin was pretty funny.
Oh, Jesus. I don't think I know who she is. I'd have to look.
She has a giant mole on her face and she dates Common.
Yep.
I don't like her.
Yeah,
okay. Neither do you.
Yeah, I was going to say, if she has anything to do with Common, I'm going to say nope.
Association, yeah. All right, so it's all yays for me.
Okay.
What about you?
I saw Cooties. But I'm giving it a yay only because I want to see if they do a second one. They left it open-ended where there's a possibility for that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I said there were a bunch of funny lines in it. I don't remember Dwight and Frodo or funny lines between Dwight and Frodo, but nothing that sticks out in my head other than the dual wheel. Yeah. But nothing else really sticks out in my mind that I can sit and repeat enough to make it funny on the show here.
Yeah.
Comedy effect. And then the thing that I remember kind of liking was the random weapons that they kind of came up with to fight their way out of the school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what is that? One's a hockey stick, and the other one, the guy, he just made out like all these crazy weapons out of like nothing.
Yeah. And the one guy who was, I don't remember what the hell his part was. He was kind of that tall, skinny guy from 30 Rock? Whatever. He had like a jump rope with some
Fix It Felix?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had some kind of jump rope with something on it. I remember he was just like swinging around, like screaming the whole time. It's pretty funny. The other two I didn't watch, but I did watch the one. So no money's out of me. Yay. And I don't think your pricing's right here. I mean, there was that one where you picked the movie, but then you weren't on the show for a while, so we charged you $30 bucks for not being present, even though you tried to bring it up that next time.
I don't remember that.
All right, you got Chip the Frog ready to go?
Yep, here we go.
Okay.
And the picker of the movie for the month of May equals... Mm-mm-mm. Pigeon!
Nice. Look at that. It was already filled in for you.
You know it.
I did.
You just know it.
That's right. I have ESPN.
Mm-hmm. Like all of us.
That's right. All right. On that note, I'm going to give Pigeon a chance to check out some movies while we take a break to get some beer inside of us. And we'll be back with Let's Talk Games.
For more from the Loaded Couch, check us out on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook.
If you like me and would like to follow me on Twitter, at Pigeon Pegleg, and also on Twitch, Pigeon Pegleg. Pigeon Pegleg.
Hey, this is Scotch Hound. If you want to hear more from me, you can check me out on Twitter at @ScotchHound_LC or on Twitch at Scotch Hound.
Oh, right, Circus of the Americas. I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's
talk.
Games,
and tell you my movie.
All right. One real quick before we do that. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking the same thing. Game of Thrones, Mother of Dragons, 6.6%.
All right. I've got the Hypnotizing, 7.5%. All right. Movie of the month for May.
Movie of the month comes out on Netflix on May 21st.
Okay.
Zack Snyder directed Army of the Dead.
Okay. Is it like a
brand new movie?
Yeah, but I mean, is it kind of like a, what the hell is that fucking guy's name? Sam?
No.
It's Sam Ash versus the Dead or whatever. Is it kind of like a funny? Yeah,
Bruce Campbell?
Right. No. Ah, okay.
I'm not sure. I didn't watch the trailer for it, but it has Dave Bautista in it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So somebody it's got a couple neck. People.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and it's got zombies people in it. Mm. Zombies and shooting things in the face. I'm in.
Yeah, as long as it's not kids this time, because Nicole's a little perturbed about that from what I remember. She's like, what the hell are we watching? Why are there kids zombies?
He started like biting flesh and stuff.
Yeah. All right, games. What'd you play this past month? Because we took 2 weeks off. Sorry, that was my fault. That was my fault. I had vacation. Plus, it was their 6-year anniversary, which we really didn't get to celebrate. But congratulations to us. 6 years, dude. That's freaking crazy, right?
6 years of the show.
Yeah.
Episodically, it'll be next week.
Oh, okay, episodically it will be, yeah. But I mean, definitely within the
our anniversary was mid March,
right? Like exactly, yeah. But we took a week off, week plus off, just because things are crazy. People are thinking crazy
not on
things
the show.
Going in life. Yeah, Pigeon's kind of been busy. He's going for a second back surgery, seventh back surgery, whatever.
Seventh major back surgery.
Right.
Spine surgery.
Family issues. Things.
Yeah, my brother died. So I'm not gonna be on. Right. He's spotty.
So yeah. So things have just been crazy, but that's why we took a week and a half off. Sorry about that. But we are kind of back. We want to keep this thing going and stuff. I know whatever has reached out via Twitter or
something.
Email asking some questions just to keep us going because he's enjoying it and he likes the. Florida, Russia, Texas, or Jersey skit. So, yeah, we're going to keep this thing up and rolling. But anyway, so beers or games, what'd you play?
Games. Oh my gosh, I got a big gas bubble. Oh, that was it?
That's not a lot. Huge, man. That was like that one workout you did the one day.
Yeah, look out. Oh, yeah. Riding an outdoor bike ride or something. I was like literally talking to my daughter sitting on the bed.
For 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Bitch and Peg Leg finished a workout. It says 2 minutes. I'm like, what?
Dude, I burned a ton of calories. I was at least cycling for like 50 miles an hour.
Shit. See, I thought you were pulling like, one out. Like that's Pee-wee. Why I gave you it. But.
It was like Pee-wee hitting the thrusters. All right, games I played. I played Uno, the card game.
Wait,
Call of the Sea.
On the Xbox, though.
Yeah, on the Xbox. Okay, Call of the Sea, the game of the month, which we'll talk about. Knights and Bikes a little bit. Days Gone, which we'll talk about. New game on Game Pass. Free game, Rain on Your Parade. Scream Ride, Guts and Glory, then Peggle 2. So Uno, obvious. Call of the Sea, we'll talk about. Knights and Bikes and Days Gone, we'll talk about. Rain on Your Parade.
Yep.
Essentially, you're a cloud and have to do objectives like rain on the wedding and rain on all the humans, they call it, and knock over all the chairs.
So this is kind of like a Donut Country kind of game-ish type of thing?
Donut County. Yeah, a little bit, but it's like kid-friendly, so I've been playing it with my youngest daughter.
Okay. Is there funny dialogue and stuff like Donut County?
Or? Yeah, there is a little bit. It's a little more cheesy. There's like a frog. He's like, hey, you know, I'm that guy who was in that game for the Nintendo, like Nintendo Swatch.
Oh, no. Okay.
Something like that. So, stuff like that. Scream Ride, I thought my daughter would like it, but it's a little complicated.
I thought it was designing the rides?
No, there's like a campaign. You got to keep them on the track and stuff. I thought it was you whip them around real fast and launch them. So I thought she might be funny into that, but it wasn't like that. And then Guts and Glory, it's kind of like hard to control when you got to go through an obstacles on like a bike or in a car, and if you crash, like your head gets chopped off and it's like,
oh Jesus,
and it bleeds everywhere. And my 4-year-old likes it.
Yeah, of course.
I think that's hilarious because you can wear a poop hat.
Poop emoji hat or actual poop hat?
Poop hat.
Okay.
And then Peggle 2.
Is it good?
Yeah, both my daughters like it.
The characters.
Yeah, it's good. I like that game. I wish they'd come out with a third one.
Mm. All right, myself, I played Knights and Bikes, which we're going to talk about. My brother-in-law, they're a lot closer than they were because they're in between houses right now. So he'll stop over and jump into Call of Duty Warzone, and he'll be like, you got to try this one. I want to see how you fare. So I play that off and on. I played a bunch of Luigi's Haunted Mansion when I was traveling. I think I'm only on like floor 7, 8, and I'm halfway through 9 now, although it made me go back down to 8 to get the button, which I just got. So I'm on my way to floor 10, but I think there's like,
what was the boss the last boss you fought?
The director in the movie thing where it was like a Godzilla type of ghost.
Oh, that puzzle was kind of hard.
It was a pain in the ass. And I mean, he kept throwing up the little thing at the bottom telling me how to do better. And I'm like, I don't know what you're trying to tell me. Like,
yeah, I had to look it up.
Okay. And I finally got it after I'm like, I have to be stronger. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. And I'm like, oh yeah, duh. There could be two of us doing this. And that's when I was like, okay. But yeah, so I just beat that. I think that was the last one because I did the whole plant that was in like multiple floors and I had to jump across the leaves and everything else. I think it was the director one. All right, so I played that. I was playing a little bit of Little Nightmares. I got into that a little bit. It's okay. I'm just kind of running through. I restarted it from the beginning. I completely abandoned my old save as and moved into that. And then I was playing some Surviving Mars. That was a free.
And what about Nightwatch?
No, I played. Didn't I talk about that the last time? Because I did play and beat that. Or at least, I played and beat one of the full challenges of that.
On Nightwatch.
Yes, yeah, that's that kind of taxi
but
one.
We didn't
taxi
do a show
one.
Last week. Yeah, so I figured you might want
to. Okay, yeah, no, I totally forgot because it was a little while ago. But they have, I think, 3 different puzzles that you can try and solve on Nightwatch, and I only beat one of them thus far. I mean, it's kind of, I mean, it can be a long play game. It's it's kind of a pain in the ass. Like, it gives you, you're a taxi driver, so half of the screen is like you just in black and white, and it's not overly graphically complicated. So it's just kind of like, it's a camera sitting on the hood of your car and the background's kind of moving, and it's just like you can see you and if a passenger gets into your car, but that's pretty much the entire scene, unless it gets to when you go to your apartment and you have to look at like the evidence that you've gathered, or if a police officer who's trying to like coerce you in some way to help her solve the crime and stuff like that, but by trying to get you in trouble, she'll hop in and then the screen changes a little bit. But it's that, and then the bottom half of the screen, it's the bottom or the top half of the screen, is the map of Paris. And you have to drive around, you have to pick people up. I put it on normal, although I wish I put it on easy.
How do you do it?
I don't know. I don't know why. Because it said this is the way the game was made. I was like, okay, let me just try it that way.
No thanks.
But to do be the taxi driver, you have to, one, you have to collect fares. So you kind of have to watch. You have gas consumption. You have certain types of information that you can gather. You can spend your own money out of your pocket, but if you do so, you have to stay within the green with the amount of money that you're making, and you only have a certain amount of pickups that you can do in a certain amount of hours at night for your to make profit. And I think depending on how your interactions are with some of the fares that you pick up when you're trying to gather information, if they like you, they might tip you a little bit more or not. And then that helps, you know, or hurts with the amount of money that you make to stay in the green.
My brain hurts from you describing it.
Right. It's kind of a pain in the ass. It's interesting. It's kind of, I mean, don't play it if you're tired because it'll pass you right out. I did a few times where I was just kind of, I mean, the good thing is it doesn't have like timed responses. Like if you're talking to somebody, thank God.
Because
there was one point where I'm sitting there in the chair and I just passed out and I woke up and I'm still just like, oh, this person's still here waiting for me to ask him another question. But
wasn't I'm late to my meeting now.
Yeah. Now it's all at night. I think your shift is like 11 p.m. or 12 a.m. to like 5:30 in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning or something like that. So pretty much everything happens at night. It's a lot of like people that you're picking up that are drunk from the bar and stuff, or people who have like jobs that work late, like from a, you know, morgue or something like that.
Tell me how you doing. I'm curious to know how you doing. Call of Duty Warzone.
Fair. Not great. It's tough because the gun selection's not, you know, you don't find the gun that you exactly want. You'll find guns that are good in like a good color or something like that, but they'll have like a weird scope on it or something, or that they won't be silenced, or it's a big like chain gun or LMG that you're just like, okay, it's a great gun, but I really don't want to play with this thing or run around with this thing the whole damn time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pain in the ass. It's, you know, you have to gather chest plate armor, and you have to make sure you keep loading them into your chest plate every time they get knocked down from somebody shooting at you. And then there's heartbeat sensors that you can use, and like,
it's just so complicated.
It is. And then you're trying to, okay, now I got to make sure I'm heading towards the circle. And there's way too much to it, I think. Like, I see Jonas playing Fortnite, and that seems like it's almost that same difficulty, but it seems like there's an easier aspect other than the whole building and, you know, making stuff around you when the camera just whips around. All of a sudden there's four walls and a weird ceiling and a trap below you. I'm like, how the hell do you do that so fast? But I don't know. It just seems like there's way too much going on for my liking for just a regular jump in and trying to enjoy a game. But
And then what's Surviving Mars?
Surviving Mars, again, it's a slow play. You start off where you're a ship that lands. It drops an automated drones and generic set of supplies. You have to choose the loadout that you drop on the planet with, that it gives you a level of difficulty of whatever loadout that you're choosing to drop. You have to pick a small set of crew. You have to go through their personality traits. Some will say like they're an excessive drinker and they can be violent. There's one that says they're completely paranoid, but they're really good at their job. There's one that, you know, it's...
Is it safe to say that you like micromanagement games?
No, because it's like, this one, again, it was kind of like it was, you weren't on, nobody was really on, I really didn't feel like playing anything. I'm like, all right, let me just load this up. Nicole had already fallen asleep, and then I fell asleep while I was playing it, so like, whatever. But it's like these little tiny automated drones. You have to create like habitats and everything for people to live in. You have to make sure everything's up and running. You have electricity gathering. You have, you know, your water supply. You have to do mining to start getting materials. All these automated drones kind of go out and do this. You have to manage a hub and place that correctly because the drones can only work within a certain area that that hub can, you know,
out to.
And then once you have all that shit established, there is wear and tear on those things where you have to make sure you have the materials to maintain them. But then you send the ship home and then bring people back from Earth to start living and working there. But you have to be able to maintain all those things for them to survive. So it's it's a slow play and it's kind of it's boring-ish unless you like that kind of like sim type of thing. But I did it was late.
Broaden your horizon.
So. Right. I did. I'm trying to start new games that I can play single player just to kind of pass the
on
time.
On easy next time.
Right. I don't think I could. No, I did. I did choose an easier loadout.
No, but every
to
time
start.
You start a new game, you're like, normal.
Yeah, no. I need to move away from that. Yes, yeah, Nightcall, I think that if I try to go back and do the other two puzzles, I'm going to do it on easy where I don't have to worry about my money gathering and stuff. But yeah, Surviving Mars, it's fun for a sim type of game for survivability and maintenance and stuff. But it's kind of calming and there's just this like melody music that just plays in the background the whole time. And it made me really tired because I was playing late at night. So worry about that. All right, Comfy Couch Review. Pidge, go ahead.
We had to play Knights and Bikes or Call of the Sea. Or any PlayStation game, which I'm disappointed that you didn't play a PlayStation game.
I haven't
That's why
I PlayStation in forever. I haven't played VR in forever. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, I said Knights and Bikes. I said, yay, I need to play it more. I played about 1 to 2 hours. The art style is really cool and wish there was voice acting.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
Do you want to do it? Your review?
And sure. I only played Knights and Bikes. I didn't get to the other two, like you said. I said yay-ish. I like the graphic style, like you mentioned, the game. The dialogue is fun for the kids that you're playing as. I'm having a hard time understanding what or why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to keep playing it to beat it. The last thing was is I just... I don't know how far along. What was the last thing you were doing?
I was going into like a miniature golf course.
Okay. Yeah. I beat through that. And then there's like a thing that I went into. I found like an underground lair. I beat in through that. I had to do something after it. And, you know, the father came down and was like yelling, but he was sad because of the what's happening on the island. And then I kind of started going back up into like the regular RV park. But I don't understand why it's called Knights and Bikes. And there's no real bike riding yet, and I guess it's probably because I haven't played it long enough, and it sounds like
maybe, but it's co-op, but... dude, so we should probably do it together. We could probably start from the beginning.
Okay, yeah, I'm probably run through it now.
If you want to do that,
right, that might make it better because then you can at least, you know, talk the whole time because it does get kind of boring, like just kind of going through, like it's a little puzzly, but not really. But yeah,
all right. So the other game's Call of the Sea. I said nay. I like the story. I like the exploration and the narration. But the puzzles, JC drop, they are so hard.
Did you have a difficulty selection on it or no?
I'm not sure. If it was, I put it on easy.
Okay.
Which I don't think there is a difficulty level.
Right.
I could be wrong. Who knows? Unless I'm really stupid, which could be the case, but I had to look up 90% of the puzzles for this.
Okay.
And the last puzzle in chapter 6, it involves constellations. Oh my gosh. I watched the video to solve it was 32 minutes long.
What?
And there's like 5 to 6 different parts in order to solve it.
Oh my god. Okay.
And there was no way in a million Mars years I would have ever have figured it out.
Did you go through it and finish it?
Yep, I completed the game.
Okay. All right. But with help. But understandable.
Absolutely. And right, okay. What got me mad is like I'm missing like two murals and 2 hidden objects for the rest of those achievements. And I'm like, oh, and the last board is I'm missing something. And I'm like, I am not going through the last board again. No way in hell.
Okay.
And then Days Gone for the PlayStation, since it was a PS Plus game from last month. I said it's a yay. The environment and the story so far are incredible. The graphics and they're last gen. They look amazing.
Okay.
I do get some popping here and there. However, fighting the horde of zombies is really frustrating.
Why?
Like when there's like 15, 20 of them, because they just keep coming. It's not like.
But I mean, is there like fatigue?
Yeah, there's a stamina bar.
Okay.
And there's very limited ammo.
Weapon damage? Like, do you have a good melee weapon?
Melee weapon that can break.
Okay.
You can repair it. But like, you climb up onto a car and you're like, all right, I'm going to give a second. Then they start climbing up after you. I'm like, oh, come on. Climb up on a roof and they go on a roof. And the only thing they don't do is climb ladders.
Okay.
So I found one time I found a water tower. And I climbed it, and I just stood up there, and I had just started picking them off here and there. There was about like two or three left.
Do they forget about you if you go up there, or do they stay right where you are?
No, they're still swarming around.
Okay. And would more come from like the noise and stuff?
Yeah, not like hordes and hordes, and maybe like two or three stragglers.
Okay.
But good lord, man, it's really frustrating. And you're supposed to get like super like cool stuff, like experience. And after you beat like four or five hordes, you get like a weapon in the where you could purchase other weapons,
mm-hmm.
like a secret one.
Okay. But
I avoid them at all cost.
Did you pick a difficulty on that?
On easy, yeah.
And it's still a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like. You have a motorcycle and your bike gets damaged and you got to repair it. You got to make sure you find gas, which is a little frustrating.
It's kind of like what's the other zombie game we played?
Not Dead Rising.
No. The one that was like third person. You had like the whole family.
State of Decay?
Yeah. Because you had to get like the gas and maintain your vehicles. I mean, granted, we played it where we had like 17 vehicles and everything. It was like extra supplies in the trunks of everything, but...
Yeah, so I like the game, but it is quite frustrating.
Okay.
But I just wish the zombies were like Dead Rising. They're like just like,
dumb. Yeah.
Yeah, you can like punch them in the face and beat them up.
Right.
But it makes me want to play Dead Rising 5 if it ever comes out.
Okay.
And then that's it.
Days Gone is not multiplayer.
It's single player only.
Experience. Yep, it's PlayStation standard. Okay. Yep. All right, Jack Mayhoff, Chip Frog's ready again for this.
Yeah, and the award for Chip the Frog goes to Pigeon.
Oh, look at you. I think you preloaded this.
Yeah, possibly. Not. Take me out of the running for the next, like, 6 months.
Okay. All right.
Because surgery is going to lay me up for a while.
Well, if you're going to be laid up, you can still use your phone and,
no.
Attend.
Constant. I'm focusing on getting better.
But yeah, you're going to focus on growing your hair out long again, aren't you?
No way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, getting all dirty looking.
Yeah, for real. That was the worst. That was 28 days in the hospital vomiting with a spinal leak. It wasn't pleasant.
Looking gross. Mm-hmm. All right, Microsoft news. Microsoft has announced that Halo Infinite will support multiplayer cross-play and cross-progression across PC. On Microsoft Store and Steam, Xbox One, and the Series X and S.
It's nuts. It's got to be like xCloud too, right?
Yeah, I would think so. They didn't mention. It doesn't seem so, but I would assume so.
Yeah.
The move is being pitched by Microsoft as a way of blank building communities around games, not devices, end quote. And we'll see customization and game progress follow you across all platforms. Across all platforms, as well as let you play with anyone on any available platform. So, yes, I would assume that picks up to where you're saying xCloud.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, Microsoft also revealed that the game will come with some popular PC features, including ultra-wide and super ultra-wide screen support, triple keybinds, advanced graphics options, and more.
I hate PC gaming. That's so stupid.
I like that there's ultra-wide and then super ultra-wide. It's like,
where's super ultra mega wide? Yeah.
Where's the one that completely wraps around you 360 degrees?
Put it in your notes. Put it in your reminders.
What the hell movie was that? That they had like the whole screen came in behind him and shit. That wasn't the one with Tom Cruise, was it? Minority Report or whatever?
Oh, yeah, it might have been.
Something like that. No. That's right. It was in, it was the guy that was driving the ship in The Fifth Element. Remember, he put his head up in that bubble? I think that was like the cruise liner or whatever when they, that Chris Rock, Chris Tucker?
Yes, Chris Tucker, Chris Rock.
Yeah, it was on. Wow. And then when the guy that was driving the actual boat or whatever, he's standing at this like glass dome over his head and the projection was all around him. Anyway, whatever. All right, games with gold for May 2021. Xbox One's going to be Armorio and Dungeons 3, or is it Armorio?
Isn't it Armello?
Armello, it's probably. I wanted to call it yellow. I'm sorry, I did. All right, Xbox 360 is going to be Lego Batman and Tropico 4.
Here's my theory why the games have been so bad for the past couple of months on games with gold.
Because they're getting rid of it?
No, because they want you to subscribe to Xbox Game Pass. That's where probably. Awesome games are.
Right. That's why I think they want to get rid of it, but they can't.
Yeah, dude, do you see that they're releasing NHL 21, Madden 21, and FIFA 21 on Game Pass Ultimate?
EA?
Yeah.
Right.
FIFA 21 is coming out next this month.
Nice.
The other ones are already released. And the season just started.
And I did download that NHL 94 game. So.
Oh, my gosh, so good.
All right, Sony News. A new report from Game Developer Conference, or the GDC, has suggested that the PS5 is the most popular console to develop for, while PC remains the most popular platform with developers overall. The GDC's 2021 State of the Game Industry report is based on a survey of over 3,000 game industry professionals. The people polled, 44% said they were most interested in the PlayStation 5 from a developer's perspective. That position is at the most popular console in the survey, ahead of the Nintendo Switch, 38%, and the Xbox Series XS at 30%. It's also ahead of the VR platforms, which is 27%.
But PC gaming's the best.
Yeah. As for platforms where developers' interest is barely there, just 4% said they were interested in PlayStation Now, and only 6 expressed interest in Google Stadia. Xbox's Project X Cloud came in a little higher at 8%, as this survey goes, it appears that developers' appetite for video game streaming is far from high.
Yeah, but you don't need to do anything special for Project X Cloud.
Yeah,
you can make a regular game.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know why that was in there.
Probably just to show that people are still just gaming on the consoles or phones or consoles. Or PCs mostly thus far.
I'm surprised the Switch is ahead of the Xbox, though.
I'm not, just because of the games that kind of released with COVID and the price point. But
I'm sorry, what?
What?
COVID.
Oh, right. Yeah, sorry. All right, PS Plus games for May 2021. PS5 is Wreckfest, Drive Hard, and also Die Last.
No, that's the name of the game.
Oh. Drive Hard, Die Last. Gotcha. And then the last, for PS4, it's Battlefield 5 and Stranded Deep.
Okay. Battlefield 5. Did we play that one? Or I think Battlefield 1, right?
Yeah, that was the last one that we were playing. Yeah.
Yeah. Wreckfest is already on Game Pass, which that's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And then Stranded Deep, when I was looking at games that were on sale, I almost bought you this game.
Why?
It's just like micromanagement. You're stranded on an island, got to survive.
Ooh.
You got to watch out for, you know, your...
Dehydration?
Dehydration, your food, sleep, and all that stuff. Okay. I was like, man, Scott, you might be up there, though.
Nice.
Yeah, sharks and stuff, yeah.
Nice. All right, PlayStation 5 has sold 7.8 million units in its first fiscal year on sale, ending March 31st, 2021. Outstripping PS4's 7.6 million units sold in the same period.
Ooh, greatest console ever, PlayStation 5.
Yeah, revealed. That's because of the fan. Revealed in Sony's full year's earnings release today. The number means that Sony has managed to hit its target of outselling PS4 at launch, despite the global pandemic and the current semiconductor shortage slowing production.
Yeah, it's still pretty amazing they sold that much. I think it seems a little... funny.
I was going to say, I don't think the shortage is really being an issue right now throughout selling the PS4.
Not PS4, PS5.
No, if they're outselling the PS4.
Oh, yeah, which it's... I think it's funny. Yeah. I don't believe in those numbers, but I could be wrong. But once again, I'm just a guy with a broken spine.
It's probably true.
And and I saw a picture of the PS4 Slim next to the PS5. Oh my gosh, the PS5 looks like Big Bertha. It looks humongous.
All right, PlayStation Plus Video Pass suggests that Sony will offer a selection of movies to PS Plus subscribers after they recently announced that they will stop selling video content on the platform.
And this is for only Poland, I think.
Okay.
For some reason.
What? Really?
Yeah, this is weird.
Okay. Whatever this is, I'm going to say it just because it's a stupid word now, supposedly launched last week and runs for at least a full year. Through April 22nd, 2022.
I don't know why it has to come up. It's misspelled. It's a new word in the dictionary.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. My son was telling me that his one teacher said supposedly the other day, and he wanted to correct her, but he couldn't bring himself to do it.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be great. Oh, my gosh. It's just like you not correcting Kelk.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. PS Plus.
We don't have to read. Yeah, that? I was going to say, you don't have to read the movies. They're all Sony-branded movies. Some good ones in there, yada, yada, and then TV shows, too. Whatever. Right. Whatever. Just look up the list.
Ooh, Charlie's Angels and Venom. Baby Driver.
I haven't seen it. Baby Driver is pretty good. Greatest driving scene ever in the beginning.
Sausage Party.
I never saw Venom. I heard it was pretty good.
It was bad. Anyway. Yeah.
It's okay.
American Hustle.
I don't remember that movie.
Bad Boys, 1995 version.
The new one's okay.
Okay. And then on they also have the Plus Video Pass TV shows, Future Man, Community.
No one cares.
Lost Girl.
Nope.
Okay. All right, Nintendo news. A golden Nintendo Wii created for the Queen of England, Elizabeth II, is currently for sale on eBay for the sum of $300,000. Or is it British sterling pounds?
Nope. Just that.
Okay. The console's current owner, a Dutch video game collector called Donnie. Who's your favorite new kid?
Donnie.
Who's your favorite new kid on the block? That's right. Has put the Queen's Wii up for sale. How the hell did he get it to start with? But whatever.
You'll see.
Quote, I've been in one place for my whole life. It's time to
Mom's garage.
It's time to get my own place, end quote, he explained. He goes on to say, quote, at times it has been difficult for me to have free time to relax. Lately, it's all CV and my daily job. What the hell's CV?
I don't know what CV is.
Okay. When I come home, I don't get to spend a lot of me time, so I'd like to take the step and move on, end quote. The $300,000 asking price has been set as a reasonable amount of money with which Donnie would be able to buy a home for himself and realize that ambition of moving on with his life. The Queen's Golden Wii, it was created as part of a PR stunt by THQ for the Wii game Big Family Games. A mini game compilation. Sorry. The idea was to send a unique console to the biggest family of them all, the royal family.
No wonder why THQ's out of business and had to re-up again.
And so they sent Queen Elizabeth an absurdly expensive gold Wii U. Unsurprisingly, the Queen rejected
Wii U.
Oh, sorry. Wii. You're right. Unsurprisingly, the Queen rejected the console. It has all made for an amusing industry legend, though, as documented by an episode of People Make Games.
Stupid. I don't know how he got it, and hopefully he didn't pay a lot for it, but he needs to get up out of mom's basement.
Yeah, but I mean, it's gold plated, right?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's gold plated or what, but if it's pure gold, then maybe 300 is a good price.
I was going to say, if it is legit gold, then yeah, 100%, because you're just getting the cost of what gold is. But if it's just like a wrap that's shiny and looks like gold, then no.
It is one of one.
Yeah, I guess. And it has the story to go along with it, too. But yeah, there's probably going to find somebody like a YouTuber that's got stupid money to spend and be like, yeah, I'll take it.
Imagine buying it. Like, tell me about this. Well, there was this guy named Donnie in his mom's basement.
Wait, Donnie?
In Deutschland. Not Wahlberg, just Donnie.
That's right.
Donnie Dutch.
Call me Donnie. All right, Nintendo has released a free update for its 2018's Super Mario Party, bringing more online play options to the game more than 2 years after it came out. That's weird. Previously, players could only enjoy Super Mario Party's Mario Party and Partner Party modes in offline co-op, but the free update will modify the game so that players can host and play matches online.
Oh my gosh, finally.
Yeah, 2 years later. Those who own
welcome to 2006 Nintendo.
A Nintendo Switch online subscription will be able to dig into the game's new online modes right away after downloading a free update.
Oh my gosh. Do you have Super Mario Party?
Yes.
Do you think Drew would like it?
No. I think she would play it one or two, maybe three times, and then get tired of it. The problem is the old ones used to give you more of an option of different boards that you could play for different time frames, and it seems like every board now that you play is a minimum time of an hour to play.
Oh. Right. You can't just play mini games, though?
Yes, you can play just the mini games, and she might enjoy that part of it. All right, moving on. When Nintendo Switch Lite first launched, it was released with three colors and a tease of more to come. The new Nintendo Switch Lite color being revealed is a calming shade of deep blue.
That's pretty cool.
The newest Nintendo Switch Lite console will be debuting May 21st for $200 or $199.99. While not a package deal, Nintendo mentioned that the new system's launch would coincide with the new Miitopia game releasing on the same day.
Cool color.
Yeah, not bad.
You're probably going to buy another. You're going to buy another one.
Yeah, no, I like my gray. All right, multi-platform news in Roblox.
Next year, dude, after the second year anniversary of Animal Crossing, they're going to release one. They're going to release a new console.
Yeah, yeah.
Light.
Jesus.
All right. You'll get
it. No, Nicole has the Animal Crossing Switch already. So
what's that make? Four Switches in your house?
Shut your whore mouth, but yes.
Is it really? You got four?
Yeah.
How many people live in your house?
People? Like human being people?
Yeah, like in your family.
Yeah, three. So Nicole has the one that's a collector's item right now. It's still just, yeah, decoration.
In a box?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, all right. I'll let you slide.
Mm-hmm. All right, in multi-platform news, in Roblox, players can input the command, quote, question mark, I love you, end quote. And with the correct server and in-game settings, it will display a short video of a man wearing a clown mask and rubbing his head. Okay. I knew this freaking game was weird. Roblox. I can't stand it.
You can't? Because you didn't get all the achievos for it before it got real creepy?
Oh, God. It's a really weird game. I don't get it.
Dude, do you know it had its own IPO?
Really?
Yeah. Let's see how much it's going for. Roblox stock price.
That's crazy.
Trading at $74.55.
Shut up.
Not kidding you.
Okay.
The high is $82.05 and the low is $64.
Yeah, they can keep it. All right, so Pigeon thinks that there's no word, but he thinks there might be an Insane Clown Posse or a Juggalo fan base involved.
Mm-hmm. Could be. You don't know.
ICP. All right, last thing in multi-platform news. Toys for Bob, the developer of Crash Bandicoot 4. That's about time.
Toys for Donnie.
Yeah. Has been assigned to support development of Call of Duty Warzone and seems to have suffered layoffs as a result.
Call of Duty Scott Zone.
Yeah. The studio, which was acquired by Activision in 2005, announced the news on Twitter saying, yeah, quote, Toys for Bob is proud to support development for Season 3 of Call of Duty, hashtag Warzone, and I'll look forward to more to come, end quote.
Toys for Bob is a great name.
It is.
It's so good.
It's just too bad. It seems like they're not doing well.
No, they're the ones that made the Skylanders, right? Remember that Skylanders?
No, I remember that. I don't remember Toys for Bob being affiliated with it. I guess it's possible.
Let's see, Toys for Bob game. Yeah, Skylanders.
Okay.
Spyro, and then Spyro, Reignited Trilogy, and the new Crash Bandicoot one.
I don't understand why the Toys for Bob name does not stand out for Skylanders.
Well, I don't know. The CEO is Paul Reich the Third, so.
I think his name would be Bob something Reich the Third.
Toys for Paul.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't roll off the tongue so nice, but whatever. All right, let's take one last break, and we'll be back with Diary of the Mouth.
I hate tea, and I hate Kelk, but I love the Load of Couch podcast. So listen on your favorite apps and our website, theloadofcouch.com.
All right, we're back with Diary of the Mouth. Pidge.
I'm drinking Game of Thrones, and I'm not, what do you call it? Sitting on it or babying it? Yeah, I'm not nursing it. It's a Bomber 750. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's finished. I'm on my last glass. It's okay. The Game of Thrones Mother of Dragons.
I am nursing my River Horse. I know I should be. I'm talking a lot too, I guess.
If we play games, you better have another beer.
All right. So moving into Diary of the Mouth, a jogger reported a bomb scare after finding what she thought was a hand grenade, only to find out it was a sex toy.
Oh!
It was in a transparent carrier bag with various objects, one of which looked like a grenade. Usually attending scenes for the disposal of dangerous explosives, the team sent to the scene were shocked to find it wasn't as dangerous as they first imagined.
Are we talking about a grenade like girls from New Jersey?
Maybe. Oh, my God. They could give the all clear when they realized the bag also contained condoms, lubricant, and a rubber object shaped like a grenade. Given the task of researching the item, police were reported to have said, "Oh, this smells like fish." Okay, no, that's not what they said. They said,
"It smells like poop."
Quote, "The search on the internet then confirmed the suspicion," end quote. And then finished up with, quote, "There are actual sex toys in the form of hand grenades. And that's what it's all about here." Okay. Why would you want a sex toy in the shape of a hand grenade?
It looks comfortable.
Oh, okay.
Looks super comfortable. I don't know about you. But...
what do you hold on to? A little knob at the top? The whole hand grenade? Like the
pin.
Palm it?
The pin. Yeah,
you hold the pin.
You just shove it in anywhere, on either side of your taint.
I gotcha. Okay.
Taint ain't good. That's
ridiculous. Grenade shaped vibrator
with condoms.
Holy hell. I was working a job the other day with my brother, and we went to, it was a bathroom update, and we were trying to silicone in the sink drain. And he starts using the silicone, and it's just not coming out. He's like, "This is an older tube, but it still should be good." Come to find out, the whole thing was already completely set. So he cut the plastic off of it and pulled it out, and it's just this huge cylinder of just silicone. He's like slapping it like it was, what was the name of that rubber? Yeah, exactly. He goes, "Oh, look at this dildo." It's like a clear fucking tube of silicone.
Like, what does that say about your construction company?
Yeah, I should just take it to Kelk's house and slap him in the face with it.
Yeah. You should start shaping it out to something.
Oh, man, it smelled like vinegar, something fierce. It was really bad and gross.
Ugh.
Yeah. All right, questions from listeners.
Did you use black cock?
Nice. No, I did not.
Or was it white cock?
White.
That's racist.
You know it. It was smaller, though.
Of course.
That's right. All right, question from listener. Okay. First question and only question comes from at bada 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 ba ba ba
bada ba ba ba.
Okay, gotcha. So a stupid British thief tried to rob a McDonald's at gunpoint during the morning hours. He reportedly took money from a till and brandished an imitation pistol to demand the manager take him to the safe. And then
a till is a cash register, in case you don't know.
Correct, in Oi language. And then, for his final request, asked for chicken McNuggets. It was then that the thief was informed that only breakfast was being served at the time. So, so along with his cash, he was forced to leave with his second choice, a double sausage McMuffin. I'm sorry, but we're only doing breakfast right now.
At gunpoint. Oh, shit. You're right. Oi, you're right.
Gronky, I knew it. Sausage. I knew it should have came an hour later. Holy hell.
What it said, it's 10:25. 10:30, that's the rules. We're talking Australian accent.
I know. Oh, shit. All right, so what would you demand for instead of McNuggets in the morning?
At a McDonald's?
I don't know. It doesn't specify at a McDonald's, but sure, since they said McNuggets in there, yeah, I'll say McDonald's.
I'll probably just say like a sausage McGriddle. Mac.
Wait. So you're ordering off of the morning menu. You're not demanding something don't have.
No, they can't. They can't.
Well, no, they can't, but you can make a demand for it still. All right, so you're demanding
It'd be another 10 to 15 minutes.
Exactly. If you could just wait 5 minutes until we start our lunch menu.
Maybe a large Coke.
Yeah, there you go.
At least grab a drink with that. Right. And a McGriddle.
No ice. No ice. McGriddle. Take light your ice and shove it right in your ass.
Light.
Right.
More soda.
Oh my God. I go to, when I go to Chick-fil-A, I usually get the lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say no ice. Because when you get it with ice, you get like maybe three sips of lemonade and then it's all gone. It's just
Yeah. You get half. I just say light ice and they barely put ice in it.
Okay. So. I say no ice since it already comes out of the damn thing refrigerated. So whatever. It's so good. All right. So
maximize your money.
Right. Exactly. Especially since they charge you extra and it's not like considered a regular drink, even though they give you a meal drink with your meal. I don't know.
Although it is free refills if you dine in.
Oh, yeah, because COVID allows for that all over the place.
COVID.
That's what I said. All right, so what would I demand from McDonald's in the morning? I don't know. I don't like their morning breakfast stuff. I can't stand their biscuit anything. It's so dry and chalky.
Biscuits are so overrated, gross. Dude.
And I've never had the one that's supposed to be like French toast or whatever on like their bacon.
The pancake, the maple syrup pancake thing?
Yeah, McGriddles. I've never had that thing.
I like them. They're good.
I can't stand their, what the hell those things called? The potato patties.
Hash browns?
I can't stand those. There's more oil on it than food.
You caught a potato patty.
It is. It's a fried potato patty.
Gosh, it's great.
What the hell? I guess Egg McMuffin?
You're probably like, the egg pancake sausage platter, please.
No, the Egg McMuffin, I guess, with...
Your favorite color.
Sausage, I guess.
Ham.
Oh, yeah, if they have that thing that looks like pork roll, but it's just ham, that'd be good, too.
Canadian ham? Canadian bacon?
Yep, yeah. That on an Egg McMuffin. That'd be
good. No, I'll do a McGriddle. Sausage, egg and cheese McGriddle.
Okay.
It's so good. That little syrupy patty thing. Oh, it's so good.
It's like, yeah, but I feel like if I had that, I could actually feel myself getting fatter while I'm eating it.
Absolutely.
It's just like, here's something bad for you, but we smothered it in syrup flavor. So it's just, it goes down easy, but just sits on your hips when you're done.
No, there's no more room on my hips for me. It goes right to my neck.
Nice. Packs around your backbone.
Yeah, the worst
extra
place.
Padding. That's right. All right. Well, thank you for the question, Ed. Ba da ba ba ba. That was a good
fat Donald.
Oh my God! When we went to when we finally landed on vacation, we went to Disney
without your son.
That's right. We first off we got delayed. We flew out of Trenton, and we got delayed. They first loaded us on. Everybody got on the plane. Right when everybody got seated, they come on. Okay, we've got to disembark from the plane. We're going to have a delay. So then we all had to leave the plane, go back into the hangar or whatever. And then, not the hangar, but like the terminal.
Mm-hmm.
And again, loading onto the plane, going out of Trenton, you're walking onto the tarmac and going up a fucking set of stairs to get into the plane. So you have to all walk back down the damn set of stairs, walk back across the macadam into the terminal. So then they're like, it's going to be a 3-hour delay. Everybody's like, what? And then they come over the loudspeaker and the girl's like, nasty. She's like, and no, you're not allowed to leave. You've already gone through security. And it's like, holy shit, we're prisoners. for 3 hours. There's like no, there's like a little tiny corner mart that was like closed too at this point. Anyway, so it only ended up being like a half an hour wait or 45 minute wait.
Can you imagine if someone went and like
tried to leave?
I don't know, went, took a nap or something.
Oh, and missed it?
Yeah.
Well, so we get down to Florida then. I guess we got in 10,
pouring rain,
10 o'clock or something. It was right when the rainstorm was coming through, like Carolinas and Georgia and stuff. It wasn't pouring rain in Florida. It did rain once we got onto the Magic Express over to the Disney Resort. So we get to the Disney Resort, and by this time it's like 10:40. Go right
morning
to the room. At night. And we haven't eaten yet since pretty much like late breakfast, early lunch.
Okay.
And we're fucking starving. And nothing is open in the resort because they're on COVID shutdown. Everything shuts down early anyway. And then I'm
even
like...
I thought everything's like open down.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Nicole goes on to DoorDash since she... I don't know why she does, but she pays like the little subscription service fee to get the better benefits and get money back or whatever for DoorDash.
My God, it's a ripoff.
Yeah.
Just call the place directly, by
right.
the way.
So she does that. And like 20 places come up. So she starts ordering from one. We make a decision. She orders, sorry, we're not delivering to that location. Okay, so we try another. Sorry, not delivering to that location. Order another. Sorry, we're not delivering to that location. I'm like, all right, screw this. Let me call the front desk. She's like, the only options we have is Pizza Hut or Papa John's. I'm like, well, I'm not getting Papa John's. So she's like, here, I'll connect you to Pizza Hut. It rings for like, 2 minutes, and then it picks up and then just goes to an automated like messaging thing. And then I'm stuck listening to that for 20 minutes. And nobody ever picks up. Nicole, I'm finally like 10 minutes in. I'm like, babe, start trying to get the order done online. Because at this point, it's 10:53 and it says they close at 11.
Oh.
Right? No. Sorry. It was 11. Yeah, maybe it was 10:53 and they closed at 11. No. It was 11:53 and it closed at midnight. The order finally goes in and I'm like, okay, your order's been placed. I'm like, shit. Yeah, but it's like 5 minutes before the fucking place closes and then they still have to deliver.
They're
not going to do anything. That's what I was worried about. Well, anyway, we get the delivery. It finally gets there at 12:45. I'm like, dude, we feel like a college party getting two pizzas and some wings at freaking 1 o'clock in the morning. This is retarded. And it was no good. It was cold. And, pizza.
Of course. What do you expect? They're going to piss at you.
Yeah. Yeah, the kid seemed like he was happy, but he didn't care.
Did you give him a good tip? Probably not.
Yeah, no, I did. Yeah. And then as I'm walking in with my food, there's like two people sitting in the lobby like, oh, where'd you get that from? I'm like, I ordered it, but they're closed. Sorry.
Yeah. Right on the box, dick.
Yeah.
We're from Jersey. What do you expect?
Yeah. We know what we want. We ordered it on the way down. We don't listen to airplane mode and the phone
have
bullshit.
Have it ready by midnight.
Oh, man. All right. Well, that's enough of the stories. Beer thoughts. Pidge, go.
It's a nay. It's good, but I don't think I would get it again.
It's probably because of the smoked porter, right?
It's a little smoky. Yeah, a little smoky, but it's not because of that. It's just, I don't know. Maybe it was more boozy. I probably like it.
Okay. Yeah, understandable. Mine's the A. This is one of my faves from River Horse. I also like the Triple Horse, which you don't like, but yeah.
No, I do. I love it. You get crawled.
But it's the A for me. But that's the show. I want to thank everybody for listening. Like I said, sorry for our little hiatus there. We are back. We are trying to keep this thing moving, even though COVID is getting in the way. Or Pigeon's back surgery, one of the two. Is getting in the way, but we'll try to keep things rolling. Hopefully try to stay weekly, and thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. If you have any questions, comments, feedback that you want to get to us, you can reach us at thelittlecouch @gmail.com or www.thelittlecouch.com or just at @thelittlecouch on Twitter. Other than that, you can reach Pigeon Pegleg on our Loaded Couch Insta page. I don't know if you got any dick pics yet, Pidge, or not.
No, not yet. I'm still waiting.
Okay. Yeah, whatever said he was going to start hooking you up, but we'll see what happens. But that's the show. I want to thank everybody for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Later. R.I.P., brother. R.I.P., brother. Yeah.